Cooper, and I'm at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, where I will be interviewing Dr. Warren M. Washington, who is the Director of the Climate and Global Dynamics Division at NCAR. It's Monday, the 8th of October, 1990, and the first snowfall in the Denver-Boulder area is just outside the window, about 3 inches on the ground. It's nice to be here, Warren, to sit with you for some time and talk with you about NCAR and the atmospheric sciences and yourself. And I'd like to begin the interview by asking you to talk about your early days in NCAR. I understand you came to NCAR about 27 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And what was NCAR like at that time?
At that time, NCAR was an exciting new place, which nobody seemed to have a good idea of what would be carried out. I was just finishing up my PhD at Penn State under Hans Banowski on a project dealing with analysis and numerical weather prediction. And I went to a meeting up in Stansted in Canada, and at that meeting were a number of very prominent meteorologists who helped me decide about going to this new place called NCAR. At that meeting was Bernard Horwicks, Julie London, Hans Lettow, Axel Wien Nielsen, who was here at NCAR as the deputy director for I think it was called Laboratory of Atmospheric Sciences under Phil, and Axel was the deputy. I remember one afternoon after the sessions, we all went to a pub down in town. We're all drinking beer, and I asked, where should I go? As I recall, I had at least one offer for a job at NEPA on the Navy group out in Monterey, and the other was I had one here at NCAR. Difference of salary was $12,000. At the Navy it was $12,000, at NCAR it was $9,000, so that was a pretty big difference for a young scientist to look at. And I was strongly encouraged by everyone there at that table, as we were drinking beer, to go to NCAR. I still didn't quite know what I would be doing there, except that they had indicated to me that they wanted to get into numerical modeling of the atmosphere and try to build models. So I came to make the decision with my wife to come. At that time, I came in August of 1963. And that was a year when there were a lot of new hires into the Laboratory of Atmospheric Sciences. just to give you some idea of the people that were here, Chester Newton, Harry Van Loon, Doug Lilly, Akira Kasahara, Jim Deerdorf.
These people all came in 1963?
Yes, all of them, I think, came in 1963. And I remember at that time that I needed to finish up the writing of my thesis, even though it was all done essentially just before I came. I had to make the changes in my thesis as well as prepare a paper for publication. And at that time, George Platzman was around, and I think he was just visiting. And I essentially used him to bounce some ideas off of, and show on a draft of my paper. The instructions I was given after I had arrived were basically to spend half time on what is the big project, and that is to try to build models, and the other half is to just follow any research interest that I had.
And these instructions came from Phil Thompson?
Phil Thompson.